I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
It's clear the left wants to take over the education system to indoctrinate our children. But parents are fighting back. Today, we hear from one such parent, a teacher who's running for school board in Florida. She's battling critical race theory on the front lines and has some amazing insight that you really need to hear. This is Luna Talks with Anna Paulina. Welcome back to today's episode of Luna Talks with me, your host, Anna Paulina. Luna, big, big things this past week with the scoring win of Governor Youngkin out in Virginia, something that I think America needed as a complete win. You know, when you look at why he won, though, one of the biggest things that we saw at the polls and that we heard from voters is it was those suburban women, those suburban parents that said, we typically don't get involved. But there's no way that we are going to just shut up in color when it comes to our kids' education and what they are learning in the education system. So you saw a lot of first-time voters, a lot of parents saying that we're not going to stay off the sidelines coming to the polls. And that's typically a hard demographic to reach, right? Like most Republican voters depend on those primary voters, but not for the state of Virginia. So congratulations to Governor Youngkin and also to his lieutenant governor and attorney general. If you guys didn't track that, you had Jason Mires, who was literally one of the first ever elected Hispanic attorney generals of the state of Virginia, and Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, one of the first Black women elected to office in statewide Virginia. And the media has said almost nothing about that, unless you're following conservative media, and is acting like these people don't exist. Why? Because if they were to admit to the American people that not only did Republicans kick butt, but also too, that these people are people of color, it really does shatter their stereotypes and their narratives. But Winsome Sears is not one to be quiet. She is definitely a firecracker. You may have seen on the social media that I posted that she basically trolled not just Kamala Harris, but Joy Reid, which we love to see because honestly, we need some of that. But I want to play for you something that she had stated. It's a small clip out of her acceptance speech that she gave the night of the election. And it's important because what we're seeing is that we're seeing her, Winsome Sears. She's a Marine Corps veteran. She is an immigrant. She literally has multiple degrees, successful businesswoman, attorney. And listen to what she says.
So I say to you, victory indeed. But I say to you, there are some who want to divide us, and we must not let that happen. They would like us to believe we are back in 1963 when my father came. We can live where we want. We can eat where we want. We own the water fountains. We have had a Black president elected not once but twice, and here I am, living proof. In case you haven't noticed, I am Black and I have been Black all my life.
Now, why might something like that be important? Well, for exactly this episode today, we have critical race theory that is really, really, really destroying this nation. And it's everywhere. And it's something that not only Governor Youngkin was very vocal about, but every elected official running for office in the state of Virginia. Parents do not want to, one, be called terrorists by the FBI, And two, they want to have a voice in what their children are learning in the education system. Something very important. Sometimes elected officials think that they get to stipulate what your kids learn, and that is the farthest thing from the truth. Congratulations to all the parents of Virginia that really showed up to the polls, made a difference, and basically flipped the state of Virginia from blue to red. Hopefully we'll hold the line not just there, but in many, many other states across the United States this next election cycle. Again, we're projected to win upwards of 55 seats, which is a huge, huge win, not just for conservatives, but I think for the country. Also, I want to note something here before we get into this interview with Stephanie Meyer, who is someone that's really going to be breaking down critical race theory for you at the most basic level, so that if you do, or if you've ever wondered what CRT is, how do you explain it, or how you can get involved by running for school board, she's going to give you all that information. But before we actually go to her interview, I do want to mention something. It's been interesting to me as someone who's gotten involved at the very low level of being activist and then kind of transitioned into someone who ran for office and then someone who still is running for office. I can tell you that we are seeing a massive shift with the outreach efforts and also too with the push of Hispanic voters voting largely in favor of the Republican Party platform. I say that because many, many people for a long time have forgotten that the Hispanic demographic is very conservative. And we're conservative because we are primarily Catholic and or faith-based, whether you're Christian, whatever your denomination might be. But also, too, there's a cultural aspect. And I can tell you that when I looked at the reporting numbers for the people that came out to the polls for Youngkin, upwards of 54% of Hispanics in the state of Virginia voted in favor of Governor Youngkin, which is basically almost 10% more than the Democrats got. And this is important because the Democrats have historically received large portions of the Hispanic demographics vote. In fact, that's why if you listen to previous episodes that I had specified to you guys that the reason why they really shifted, and by they I mean the Democrat Party shifted their narrative on immigration and border security and how they pushed this mass open border agenda, is because they were really trying to, I think, pull at the heartstrings of the largest voting minority in the country, which is Hispanic Americans that are specifically Mexican. This is a very, very, very important thing that we're seeing shift here because, as you know, Kamala Harris said it herself, what happens in Virginia will happen in the rest of the United States moving forward in 2022, 2024, and beyond. So we are seeing not just a shift in people deciding to vote Republican, but we're seeing the largest voting minority in the country. That's a huge deal. Voting in favor of Republican policies, meaning conservative policies. So this is really good for all conservative candidates running for office. So don't forget about the Hispanic demographic when you are campaigning. It's very important. I want to pause for a quick commercial break. Got to get to some stuff when we get back with Stephanie Meyer. Sit tight and we'll be right back.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
I'm here today with Stephanie Meyer. She is a teacher, but also someone who's running for school board and an incredible, incredible, I think, person in the area of expertise of critical race theory. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining Luna Talks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So just real quick, I know that you're actually a teacher and that you've basically decided to run for school board because what you're seeing is obviously something that a lot of parents especially are concerned about. But how did you get involved with teaching? Just so the listeners can kind of hear a little bit about your story.
Okay. So I was in sales and marketing for a very long time, for about 17 years. I loved what I did, but I grew up in a home where my mom was a teacher, my sister was a teacher, and I always had a passion for teaching, but I just never thought it was for me. But about 4 or 5 years ago, I really felt led and called to the classroom, and particularly in the area of teaching history, because, you know, nowadays I feel like the narrative in our history classes has really changed. It's much different than the narrative that I learned when I was a student here in Pinellas County in our public schools. And I wanted to change that.
Okay. So I think there's a lot of parents that are across the country very concerned now about critical race theory and now the new terms that they're kind of using to sneak in critical race theory into the curriculum. What Yeah. have you learned about why critical race theory is detrimental to children?
Well, first of all, it pits students against each other, number one. And it makes some students feel, it makes all students feel bad. It makes some students feel like they are aggressors or somehow just based on their race that they are, they're bad. And then it makes other students feel like that they've been oppressed, something's been wronged in their lives based on the color of their skin. And so either way you look at it, it's a damaging concept.
Yeah, I think also too, it's interesting because you have students, especially here in the United States, that are biracial, bicultural. And so if, you know, and like the Hispanic community, but also within the Black community, you know, if you are part white or you're part Hispanic, part Black, whatever it might be, you're going to be a different shade. And so it's like, where do those students end up fitting into this ideology? And the fact is that they don't. And so they're going to be required to at one point hate one part of themselves because of this teaching. So to break it down in very simple terms, because one of the biggest criticisms I'm hearing from very, very leftist reporters is they'll go up to ask someone, what is critical race theory? And they can't really explain it. So for those that might be embarrassed about asking that question or might be embarrassed about researching it, I know that you can explain it in very simple terms. What is critical race theory?
So critical race theory comes from the Frankfurt School, originally called critical theory, and then later reinvented in the 1970s in our law schools here, prestigious law schools in the 1970s, to critical race theory. And this was done under the work of Kimberly Crenshaw. And then later, these concepts were applied into our schools, into pedagogy, which basically is the methodology of teaching students. And this was done in the 1990s under Gloria Ladston Billings. And now it's been kind of repackaged and repurposed once again to kind of fit this divide and conquer narrative in our schools. So basically, critical race theory is a philosophy. It's not a class. You're not going to be able to open up, you know, your child's schedule and say, oh, look, you know, critical race theory 101. It's not like it's a philosophy. It's a pedagogy. It's a method of framing things from this perspective. And that's why it's very difficult to explain what it is, I think, for a lot of people who haven't studied it and haven't researched it. But it's there and it's under the guise of a lot of different terminology. For example, critical race theory, as it was coined in our law schools under Kimberly Crenshaw in the 1970s, under Gloria Ladston Billings, who is a PhD professor who kind of repackaged this for the educational setting, she calls it cultural relevance teaching. And yeah. So, and under that also is, you know, equality versus equity and things like that. So it's easy to identify once you've kind of done some research on it. And unfortunately it is all over our schools. And I know that our governor, our great governor, has done his due diligence to try and ban this, but the problem is it's being called so many different things.
So it's
these are there under so many different names.
So, I mean, I look at this, I hear you talking about it. And just like you had mentioned above, it's a divide and conquer strategy. Clearly, this has been in the works for at least over 30 years, definitely with the end all be all goal to get it into the education system, really being funded largely in part by the Department of Education. For those that are considering running for school board, what is the biggest thing that they can do if they are elected to office in order to stop this?
First of all, you have to meet with parents and you have to listen to parents. And I tell the parents that call me that, you know, want to talk about their experiences and share their experiences with me, put everything in writing, document everything. When you go to your child's principal about these issues, make sure you put it in writing, because they've been able to sweep this under the rug largely by addressing this, you know, over the phone and things like that. So not leaving a paper trail of actually what's happening. So if you're running for school board, you need to make sure that you are meeting with parents, that you are helping parents challenge this ideology in our schools by giving them the tools they need to combat it. You know, you've got to go to your school board meetings. You've got to ask. And we need to ask people who are running, candidates who are running, the tough questions. Do you support this damaging ideology continuing in our schools? Yes or no? And then, you know, then the voters can decide what sort of school board members they would like to have. But this is a big challenge because it's already here. It's already here. It's in the teacher trainings. It's unbelievable what is being taught to teachers. I actually was just looking at a flyer that a teacher sent me where the flyer, which was a school-sponsored, district-sponsored flyer, was asking other teachers to read anti-racist literature. For example, the book by Robin DiAngelo, How to Be Anti-Racist, I believe, or something like that. So this is school and district sponsored. So it's in the teachings for the students, and it's also in the trainings for the teachers.
That's really, really alarming because, as you know, little kids, they don't go in being programmed to automatically look at their skin color. It's like you can see little kids playing at a park and they don't care. They're fighting over toys. They're not fighting over, you know, the skin color. So you hear that and then you realize that they really are indoctrinating kids at an early age to realize those differences, which is scary because when I hear you talking about this, I really do kind of flash back to reading a piece of paper that I had actually received, and it was a communist goals and objectives that was submitted to Congress in 1963. And it talks about literally hijacking a party and then infiltrating that party and using it to push an ideology that would literally welcome with open arms these socialist and communist viewpoints. And really how a lot of these color revolutions started is that they would fracture people based on classes. They would fracture people based on races. And then they basically were able to come in and essentially take over. So this is very alarming, very concerning for those of you who have always kind of been wondering on this topic and wondering what you can do to get involved. I mean, Stephanie is saying it here, run for school board. This is one of these things that I think a lot of people don't really pay attention to, but they should. Are you finding that the opponents that you're running against are being well-funded by primarily liberal donors?
Yes. So in my last election that I unfortunately was not successful in, my opponent was very well funded by progressive leftist groups, by the teachers unions and teachers association. In fact, I believe the National Teachers Association was funding her campaign as well. And so you're seeing a lot of these activist groups coming out in support of these candidates that are going to continue to push this ideology in our schools. So we need to get behind as a community, we need to get behind these candidates like myself who are willing to, you know, kind of stand up for what is right for our children, for the future generations. As a mother of three, this is just incredibly alarming and we've got to put an end to it.
I want to ask you one more question before we have to go, Stephanie. So if you'll just sit tight, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
So we're seeing national funding getting involved at the very, very local level because they're basically, in my opinion, trying to take over the education system of our kids.
Yes. And this has been going on. This has been going on for years. This is not new. And we kind of were asleep at the wheel, focused on our national races. And of course, all of those are important, but everything begins and ends with education. And I believe it was an Abraham Lincoln quote, that whatever is being taught, the ideology or, you know, the methodology that's being taught in our schools today is the government of the next generation. And that's exactly what is happening right now.
That is so scary. Well, thank you for everything that you're doing. I appreciate you really kind of breaking it down to the basics, because sometimes that's what we need, but really educating people that want to make a difference and want to get involved. And then real quickly before you go, where can people, if they like what they're hearing, go to donate to your campaign? And then also to where can they follow you for more educational information on this topic?
Okay. So I have a Facebook page that you can follow me on. It's Vote Stephanie Meyer. And then also my website is Vote Stephanie Meyer as well. And you can donate to my campaign there. You can sign up to get involved. We need all the volunteers that we can get. This is a big race and we're going to be up against another tough opponent. But it matters and we need to get involved. So I'm asking everyone who can and is willing, get involved in my race, get involved in all of the other local candidates who are running for school board that are against CRT and want to see our schools go back to a time when they were teaching children the basics.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Luna Talks, and we look forward to covering your race.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Before we go, I want to thank Stephanie Meyer again for such a great interview, and I want to thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please leave us a review and rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. To hear more of my episodes and get my weekly newsletter, go to Gingrich360.com/Anna. You can also find me on Twitter, Parler, Getter, Facebook, and Instagram at Real Anna Paulina. And a special thank you to our producer, Robert Borowski, writer Aaron Kliegman, executive producers Debbie Myers, and speaker Newt Gingrich, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
Part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.